the installation of that, siding was poor to begin with. From day one, it was kind of a hack job. So now the backside of it, you know, there's pieces that are coming loose and whatever. Could it be fixed? Sure. You can put a new corner post on there. You can, you know, fix a couple pieces on the back. You know, she also wants gutters and soffits. Well, if she gets siding, of course, the soffits and the gutters would look terrible. So, I mean, they kind of all go together. She has gutters that are not falling off. I mean, their downspouts are completely gone and not even hooked up. So, I guess, you know, that.
What's the condition of the of that back deck porch railing set up there? That's one concern I have looking at the steps.
It's not.
Well, first of all, there's no hand railing on it, which is concerning.
That's up high, isn't it? Oh my God. Shouldn't that be fixed before siding put on?
Well, I'm guessing if they do the siding, they'll have to tear that off anyway, but judging by what I'm seeing
here.
Wouldn't
that be over the amount then?
I don't know. No, there's no costs on it yet because we haven't approved to go that route or to let her go wherever.
So I guess, I mean, in my letter, are we updating houses or are we fixing houses that need to be repaired, you know, or
it's more safety concerns, correct? And
what's that?
Safety concerns. And
can you fix the siding and still put new gutters on?
Or you could. I mean, or you can go buy some brown downspouts and be done with it too. You know,
fix the siding. I mean, buy new downspouts. That deck's got to get replaced. Well, she doesn't even have that on there, does she?
No, she doesn't have that on.
How bad are those steps coming out the back?
That's
I mean, they look pretty dilapidated.
Yeah, they look bad to me.
Right from the house was built.
Anna, those pictures from
your
from
you
my
took,
report.
You
from
took
two
them
late.
You took them later.
Yeah, those. Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
That's right there. Is 2 years.
When she applied. You took them around, what's the date of her application? March. You took them in March.
Okay. From the original inspection of a couple years ago, she had replaced her own furnace. From that time, so the house she updated the furnace since then.
Didn't we put in new windows in that house?
We put new windows and a slider in.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say. I just don't think we need new siding. Just repair the corners and repair what's loose. Put downspouts on.
Well, that's your call. I mean, that's the council's call. That's the reason why it's on here, for you to look at and decide what you think is a necessity. Obviously, if the doors are...
The doors, yeah.
You know,
doors.
The doors and...
But
again,
otherwise, the siding's fine, isn't it?
I mean, it's vinyl siding. It's dated. I mean, and...
But I think
we're not here. Is it shedding water away off the house like it...
What is the true definition of an LMI?
Basically,
can I see that,
I'd have to get the thing out.
Is it just to
home improvement?
Or home improvement,
yeah.
For
it's
cosmetics,
to,
so that way they're,
yep,
not looking trashy?
It's to get the neighborhood
revamped?
Yep.
So we've got like, okay.
Then, I mean, that's kind of
700,000
the program. Yeah.
Definitely.
I seem to.
I take it they're not used. Yeah,
I mean, obviously, number one is you want your safety concerns addressed.
Yeah, and that's rotted, probably.
Somebody set the stipulations to where, I guess if.
I mean, because the LMI money is there for LMI, and exactly what
right.
what it's being asked for. If the money's there to be used for LMI, and what the definition by what the state code even says of LMI, I don't have a problem doing that. That's the reason why it was set to $18,000 a year
right.
per person, because we didn't want someone to come in and say basically.
Every
I want you
year.
To build me a whole new house at X amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever the case is. Right now that LMI money is sitting somewhere in the $650,000 to $700,000 range, and it can only be used for LMI projects. So the money is there to use. The question is does the council feel like they want to grant her possibly the $18,000 to upgrade her home?
What are the stipulations to deny somebody, though, I guess is...
Well, we're not really denying.
Well, the stipulation on the denial was prioritize. We brought in there as a priority. When we first started doing this LMI, we brought priorities into it. Safety first, and then wish later, you know. And for the most part, it's worked out fairly well, I think. I mean, people have gotten some things I think they wanted, as well as safety. But it was the last council, and it was kind of put in there that the safety issue would be addressed before there was anything else, which is why we send the public works director over there to do a walkthrough, and he goes itemizes out this is number one priority all the way down the line. Now if the priorities or the safety concerns are met and they want to get prices for the siding or the gutters or the soffit or whatever the situation is there, that's the council's decision on whether you will allow her to do it. If you decide to say no and we're only going to address the safety issues, then that's so be it.
But that's going to have to kind of be a reoccurring thing. I mean, because the next person that has all the safety stuff and they want to get new siding and they qualify. Mm-hmm. Can't say, yeah, we'll do it for you, but we don't want to do it for this one. I agree 100% with the safety. Those concerns have to be addressed
that
first.
Definitely has to be replaced.
Right. And that's where I think
no
Jim comes
what.
Down to where on these, instead of us trying to even guess, I think Jim makes that priority list, you know, and he
well,
kind of does.
And I think
he
did kind
like,
of here in his memo that he gave to you, or his letter that he wrote to you.
But I think if he finds it, then that's the number one, you know, that you categorize them, this one needs to be done first. If they make it down that list and they have the option and they still have the funds to do some cosmetic stuff, then so be it.
If she did the siding door,
that's
you could take the whole money right there.
Right.
Just gotta end with that first.
That's not even on here, though.
No,
I know.
Not even on there.
Can you check on that?
That picture you took, because I swear she had a railing up.
There's no railing.
I know the railing came off.
There's a railing around the
steps.
There's no railing on the steps.
When that picture was taken.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you been on this deck to see if it's even safe?
Yeah.
I don't see a railing.
Is it safe?
No, I
it's
think he's saying
it looks terrible.
They pulled one off since
those
pictures.
All through
or pull one back on.
And then that. Where? Because I would have said something about the railing right away.
Well, those are the pictures you took after she applied.
Applied 2 years ago.
No, this time. I can grab her, what do you call it, her whole entire... The pictures of your inspection.
That's from 2 years ago.
So we've not.
Before we did the windows. That's the roadway.
So we've not put eyes on it
since
the windows, or you have been over
there? Yeah, I walked through the house and everything.
So these pictures are 2 years old?
I'm
There's no data.
She needs a railing on both sides.
Yeah, I've used LMI over the years, so it's, you know, Jim always comes in and inspects, and this last time I wanted, you know, certain things done, and he says, well, you need a new deck because it's fallen. I didn't think I needed a new deck, but when they come out to replace it, and he says, the guy that was fixed doing it, he says, it wouldn't have lasted much longer. So, you know, Jim is, he takes care of, but needs to,
yeah.
You know, so, you know, I've had new windows, you know, just over the years, I've had something, certain things done.
Yeah, she took that railing off, so she took it off.
Didn't she have a railing on both sides?
No, because the other side of the house.
No, it's not. You're far from the house over here.
It comes down the side of the house.
But yeah, but you got steps. You have 5 steps here, and here's the garage. There's at least a foot in between the garage and the steps. That needs a railing. That's what I'm thinking. Right in here.
I know they had a railing up there, but this time, no, they took it down. So, from what I was thinking.
At least 4 feet from the bottom tread down here to the second one. That's going to be 4 feet off the house.
You say you don't need a railing?
No, I'm saying you do need a railing. I'm saying that about
With the house, but here, you got a long ways to go without a railing.
We did these.
Can we readdress this one? Can maybe you get a hold of her?
These are nice.
Go back out. Get some updated pictures. Five. Just put together your priority list of safety concerns.
I would say the deck thought
almost
would be without railing. The deck needs to be updated. Yes.
Can you check?
But then
check the joist.
Does it just need
a staple?
Right. Does it just need a handrail, or does it need re-deck?
Or
need
re-treads
constructed all together?
Like I said, I was on it. I mean, by far, weather.
I probably wouldn't walk on it either.
So,
I wouldn't either. No, but I think that's the route that we go with. Do you guys agree with
this? I think that's a priority.
But it hasn't had a thorough inspection. I mean,
no.
How far
so,
you got to go?
So, the very first inspection was the one that I did up the whole thing on. How many pages, 10 pages long, or this one, the second one they go through, I just kind of do an update thing, so I skipped over the deck.
Yeah, kind of hint at her that we're pushing for a new deck.
What's that?
Kind of give her a hint we're pushing for a new deck.
So then, if you go that route, the deck and the doors would be the priority.
Yes.
And if the money left,
make repair.
Repair the corner post.
Yeah.
On put the, down a spout some.
That. So I could write up
Scope
of work for that. Is that what you?
What about this? This is kind of a little bit off, but this house fire, no.
The what?
The house fire over here,
yeah.
The other house that we were just talking about. I know that's kind of a long process, but I mean, is that an option for her? Might take her,
you're only going to get $18,000 a year.
And if you got 10 years and you got $200,000, right?
Every
how many
every
years?
2 years.
Every 2 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
oh, it's not every year?
It's every year.
It's every year.
I thought it was
every year.
Yeah. I think it's every year. I got
to
get to policy.
I don't know. I don't know if I could be wrong on that, too.
Maybe that's something. Maybe
I'll do some digging because I need to know.
Issue of the $18,000 is there a 10% match?
Oh.
That's true, yeah.
So I mean, you gotta keep in mind the match they have.
Right.
And, you know, if they're able to, and it does, and to be quite honest with you, it does. It does stop them. It does stop them.
Eligible projects, home improvements such as roofing, siding, sidewalk repairs, handicap accessible ramps, windows, emergency or safety item repairs, and or other improvements related to housing. However, the council may on a case-by-case review and approve a project that they feel